Rashi, Chavav Amar Aleph, Yidur Masel Tzimeya here, which is in the fifth wide line. So Tzimeya Lamafrei, we say that when the situation is that the Amoritz has, even though during Yom Tiv, during Regal, the Amoritz is touching it, does not make it Tomei. But after Yom Tiv, we say the fact that the Amoritz touched it makes it Tomei. So now we have this item which the Amoritz touched during Yom Tov. It belonged to the chaver at his store. The Amoritz touched it. So after Yom Tov, what are you going to do with it? So some of them are Freya. The chaver and Rosh Hashanah print over Shu Tomei Lo'olam. He can't sell the chaver. Part of his chaver is he doesn't sell things which are Tomei. So the chaver has the. So he doesn't have an eight. So what to do with it? So Chama said Lo Yigma. Okay. Can you leave it for the coming Yom Tov? Also not. Okay, so Rashi and Zemora's discussion over here is by what should the Chavar do with it after Yom Tov? Yesh Meforshim Oisah Ba'amoritz. The Talmud said, we're talking over here about the Amoritz should not use it after Yom Tov. So he says, Rashi says, I don't like that pshat because if you actually learn about Moritz, lo yigmar. So we're saying, even though during Yom Tov it's Torah, but after Yom Tov, whatever that Moritz bought, he shouldn't finish off. That's what the Mishnah means, lo yigmar. So Rashi, they can't be. The meat size, why would he listen to us? What do you mean? Mites of his tummy. Your stuff is something, my stuff is store. He'll find many chaver in which he can sell to. They all will accept his claim of Tahara. Okay. Mimbo lesser shlo yitu chaverim mimenu. That you shouldn't buy it from him. So here we have a situation where during regal Amoritz is believed. He's Tor. And he's saying that after Yom Tov, you shouldn't buy from, the Chavar shouldn't buy from the Amoritz, because his Nemunus is no longer valid. So Yichu v'lo Yichu min Boyle. So the discussion isn't min Goymerit, the discussion of should you buy from him. Furthermore, the Gemara in Beis says, "Shazuhi echem gimel devarim shahutchu sayva mishum tchilos and Rabbi Huda's shita that you're allowed to be gomer." So that is based on the logic of hutchu sayva mishum tchilos. So if you're talking about a case of a chaver, that makes sense. So a chaver has a store, and he's going to open up his wine barrel and sell, and we're, after Yom Tov, we're going to tell, well, since the Maisa during Yom Tov, Amiratim, Artor, you let the Amorites touch the barrel, now you got to throw the barrel out. That's next Yom Tov, I'm not going to open up a barrel. So to Yehuda, we finish up the barrel, and we assume that we give it a din of Tahara, and that was Soifa Mishum Tchilosin, that we're going to be matter after Yom Tov, otherwise we're not going to have people opening up barrels of wine for Yom Tov. So we're matter say for Shum Tchila. That's if you're talking about a chaver. But Biva Moritz, feel the Sharisa Le Ligmor, even if we will not allow him to finish it off with Tahara, we'll tell him that as far as we're concerned that it's Tomei, Nicha B'mai D'mazim B'regel. So, there's, so the chaver will no longer buy from him. Well, the chaver wasn't buying from him anyway. Well, what does he lose? He just gained that he got more business during, his business increased over Yom Tov, because even the chaver were buying from him. They stopped buying from him, okay? So, then he's worse off than he was beforehand. So it has to be talking about a chaver. Hachag has seen a long Rashi, or a long introduction to the Rashi. By love, tonight, Is it in Machlokes Tanoim? Mor says, lo, no. It's not a Machlokes Tanoim. Hodek Tanoim Yenichena is Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa which says that you leave it for the next Yom Tov is Rabbi Yehuda, which says you can be Gomer. So if you can be Gomer, you can leave it to the next Yom Tov. Hodek Tanoim Lo Yenichena is Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say you can't be Gomer, you also can't leave it for the next Yom Tov. Then the Mor says, Vitis Mura, do you really think that's Pshat? Rabbi Yehuda Yigmer Gomer. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can be Gomer, why would you have to leave it for the next Yom Tov? So what's the Braisa saying? Leave it for the next Yom Tov. Which means you can't use it now. But you're Neman again next Yom Tov. And then you'll be Neman Agabi this also. But according to Yehuda, you can finish it right now. Why do you have to leave it for the next Yom Tov? Ella, rather Horatanya Yenichenos Rabbanon, the one who says that you should leave it for the next Yom Tov is Rabbanon. Horatanya Lo Yenichenos Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yenichena, which means you don't need to be Yenichena. So Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to leave Lo Yenichena. Doesn't mean you couldn't leave it for the next Yom Tov if you wanted to, but you don't need to. Not that you're not allowed to, so you don't need to. That's the gears. It's a grashi. My love tanoi. Believe in the rabbanon. Is mechayis tanoi in the rabbanon? The tiv should buy the liel to put it to tanoi. So it means that this question which we raised that Rabbi Yisrael Nafka and Rabbi asked is mechayis tanoi. More answer back. No, it's not necessarily so. But the second shot in the Gemara, the Maisa. So the Braisa say we're saying that it's the Yanichena is the Rabbanon. So if we're saying that the Mor is second pshat, we're being doicha that it's not a machlokes tanoim, but we are answering our question that we have a Braisa that says you'll have to leave it for the next Yom Tov. According to the Morris first approach, the Morris first says, Charlotte, can you leave it for the next Yom Tov? Can't you leave it for the Yom Tov? Morris says, well, hey, one Braisa says yes. One Braisa says no. No, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Morris says, no, it's not a Machlokes Tanoim. There's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. We know. Our whole question is in the Rabbana, who says that you can't finish it off. Can you leave it for the next Yom Tov? So Morris' first answer is, so the Braisa says, don't leave it, as Rabbana says that. You can't finish it off. You can't leave it either. One Braisa says you could leave it for next Yom Tov. That's going to be Yehuda as old as you could be Gomer. So it was a Kabbal Gomer. So then our whole question was in the Rabbanan, and all we have is a Braisa that says you can't. Now the Mor is coming back and saying that no, the Dich is the other way around, and the Braisa is saying that you could. So we have a Braisa saying that you could leave it for next Yom Tov. Hey, is that the Mishnah? Mishnah over her regal. Not a very clear statement. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom of the page. Mishnah over her regal after Yom Tov. So Mavir and Altaris Azor, they would take away all the kalim out of where they normally keep them to the mikvah. Because since we gave Amoratzim the monas during Yom Tov, Amoratzim have touched the kelim. But after Yom Tov, we said that the fact that Amoratzim touched the kelim makes the kelim tame. So they would have to take all the kelim to the mikvah. However, over a regal liyom hashishi, if the regal was finished off on the last day of Yom Tov was on Hay Yom Chamishi, so you only have Erev Shabbos to take care of all of this Tara process for all of the Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. L'hoy Mavirim Miknei Kodesh Shabbos, because you needed Erev Shabbos to be ready for Shabbos. So Chazal maintain the Tahara till after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda af loy b'yom hay shenya kahanim penuyim. Even if Yom Tov was over on Wednesday and Yom Revi, so it means you would have to do the Taras Azorah on Yom Chamishi and get ready for Shabbos on Yom Shishi, so you have Yom Chamishi. No, you don't have Yom Chamishi because the Kanim are busy. So the more we'll see the Gemara and we'll see Rashi. Tana, what were the Kanim busy with according to Yehuda? Sheina Kanim Penuyim. Because milahoytzi b'desh, they were busy with taking out the desh. There's a Mishnah in Sefer Talmud. So there was two parts of the din of deshin. Deshin was all of the korbanos which had been consumed. The ash, they would make a pile in the middle of the mizbeach. So there was a mitzvah of trumas of deshin, which was every day. They had to take some of the ash, not a significant amount. Off every single day. I mean, you know, that amount, you know, every day. So there's a big pile of ash. There's a mitzvah of trumas of desh, and that was a chiyuv every day. And that was put in a special spot there in the Azorah, and it was nivlu b'mekarma. There's a nace that it was absorbed into the spot. Put it on a stone floor, and it was absorbed in. Okay.
In the Azorah.
That was right next to the ash, was actually right next to the ramp. So there's a spot.
So it's also one Shabbat. Within the same
Shabbat. Right, so there's mitzvah trumas desh and Shabbos also. Now there was another din called tzorsa desh, which was when there was too much ash, they would actually take it out, and they would take it out of the Zohar, and there's a place where they put it. During Regal, the Mishnah says, however, they would not take it off. Because it was a covered for the Mizbeach, the Kleistos should come and see how much ash there is, how many korbanos have been brought. It was a covered for, so they would leave the pile to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now you imagine after 8 days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, there was a nice sized pile there. We can take a guess. I don't know so let's say for argument's sake 100,000 Jews came up, or 200,000 Jews were in Yerushalayim, or 500,000 Jews were in Yerushalayim, all bringing korbanos, you know, besides your chagiga and your olas ria and your shami simcha. There was also the dorm and dabas. They were mechayim of the whole year. There was chatos. There was hashomas. They were mechuyim that they brought. There was a bechor while they were at it. While I'm going up anyway, they think you're bringing the bechor to the kohen, let the kohen use it for yomtiv. There was meiser behema, right? So you could have a family come up with 20 behemas. Some of them on the larger side. So multiply that times 500,000 people. There was a gigantic pile of deshin. So they had to take out the deshin after that. So Rebbe says that was a whole day's worth of work. So when he's supposed to be Mavrel Taras Hazorah, you had all of your kahanim mobilized on the day after to take out the deshin. The Gemara says that one time they had a measure of 300 kur of ash on the Mizbeach. 300 kur. How big is a kur? A kur is 30 saw. How big is a saw? Saw is 6 lug. How big is a lug? A lug is equivalent of a pint. So 6 is 180 divided by 4 is 45 gallons, right? That was, you know, in volume. So 300, that it's not gigantic, but it's not small. It was an avodah.
These kelim and the base mikdash that we're concerned about, these are because the kohanim touched them, or
we'll see as we go along. Zok Rashi. Mavir Taras Hazorah. Mavirim Es HaKelim Mimkemes. The notion of where to be Mavir means to remove or remove something. So what are you? You're removing all the Kelim from their place. Latvilon. You tell them. The Taras Es Hazorah Mitumas Amei Orch Shenogem Ben Beregel Amaratim, which touched them during over the Yom Tov time. Shall be a kos of chaverim biregel. even though they gave him a halacha like chaverim that they're tor during Yom Tov. It's not that they actually are tor. It's during Yom Tov. This halacha tumah is suspended. But now you come the day after Yom Tov and say, wow, this Caleb was touched by an Amor. It's during Yom Tov. It's Tomei. The process of being the tire all of the kelim in the base of the mikdash was also a fairly large operation. You didn't have time. We needed the kelim getting ready for Shabbos. The last day Yom Tov was on Dalet, so the regal has passed on Yom Chamishi. By Yom Chamishi, it's no longer regal. Even that case, he waits till after Shabbos. The fish ain't a kahanim penuyim. B'motzi Yom Tov, the day after Yom Tov, let vilon to be tovel. Shetrudim lahitzi hadeshin, taking off the ash. Shalat tapuach shebeem sam mizbeach from the pile in the middle of mizbeach. The pile in the middle of mizbeach was called the pile in the middle of mizbeach was called the tapuach because it was round at the top like an apple. She keeps the shom kol yomis a regel, kol a dash and shal maracha. All of the ash of the fires in the mizbeach was put there in the middle of the mizbeach in this tapuach.
So the kelim needed tevila only.
The kelim needed tevila, but the tumas amoris is not a tumas mace. We deal with it. It's a tumas medrash. Big day amoris is prusim. Medrash the prushim, right? So it's that would create a tumor which would just need tefillah.
Not
Erev Shabbos. And Erev
Shabbos. So tefillah would not be usable
till the evening.
Till that evening.
Okay.
All of them are tamei.
No, good question.
For that day. Okay.
It's a good question. So the Mishnah. Ketam Avir Maltaras HaZor. How did you go through this process of being Matari all of the Kelim and the Zorah? So Matvilim is a Kelim Shoyim B'Mikdash, they would tell about the Kelim. But Rav Lehem, they would tell Zagrashi, the Kahanim Amei Ha'oritz. And we'll see that's not supposed to be that's correct or not. He's Zorah, please be careful. Shalatigo b'shulchan. Do not touch the shulchan, which had the lechem upon him on it. I'll explain that why in a second. Kol hakelim shoyim b'mikdash yesh lehem shniim u'shlishim. All the kelim in the mikdash had a backup keli and a backup keli for the backup keli. Shenitmu harishonim yibiyu shniim tachtein, because if the first set of kelim became tamei, you could bring the second set in place of them. So, let's say, for argument's sake, you had 100 kelim, and all those kelim became tameis. You terrible after Yom Tov, terrible all those kelim. Meanwhile, you would pull out all of the second set of kelim and use them. So you had what to use during that day. There wasn't a problem.
Shechita goes awry and ends up in the vela, or there's an issue with the animal itself and it's in the vela.
It could travel. It would be metame the knife. There's a Gemara about it in Kulin. I don't remember what the Gemara says. I remember the Gemara discusses that the idea of that. You know, the sheikhs and pulls his knife away, which is a natural way of doing it. Do you say that when he started shechting, the animal was alive? Obviously, do we say that there is the moment of death and the moment to pull the knife away are simultaneous, and therefore, like he didn't touch it and was dead or not? I remember discussing it. I don't remember what it says. Bezer Hashem. Okay. Why not the shulchan? Because the shulchan, the Torah says that the lechem upon him has to be on the shulchan, lechem upon him lefonai, tamid, constantly. So how can you go be terrible the shulchan? It means you have to take the lechem upon him off the table. all the Torah says that the lechem chanim have to be on the table constantly. So the shulchan, you couldn't allow the shulchan to become tamei because of that. Therefore, they would tell the people don't touch when it comes to the shulchan. Now, if somebody touched, you have to be tayvel. So we'd end up we weren't kind that halacha, but you know the pasuk. You're an honest. But basically, we would tell everybody just please don't touch the shulchan. Now, the board is going to discuss what exactly, where was the hechatimsa that who's going to be touching the shulchan? We'll see in the Gemara. But for now, we're talking about the kahanim, amoratzim, the kahanim which are amoritz, and they were allowed to go into the heichal, where the shulchan was kept. And while they're going into the heichal, where the shulchan was kept, they might touch the shulchan. So he said, "No, please do not touch the shulchan."
That seems odd that you would have kohanim who are amei haaretz just because. I mean, you know, during I understand this one did for the regal, but during the year when they're to serve the Beis Mikdash, I understand it's not close to a full time job, but still, you. I mean, so it means that they couldn't work in regular mishmar during the year.
Like we said before, you can be mitara them. You could have a chavra oversee their tahara process. They stayed in the Mesa Mikdash for the week, so you could basically maintain them. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Vayter kol kelim shohayu b'mikdash tunim tefilu. All the kelim would can accept tumah, and therefore they would require tefillah. Chutzim mizbech asov, mizbech anachoshes, neish ein kikarka, dibur b'liyazer. So the mizbech, now, the mizbech, they didn't have mizbech anachoshes in the Beis Hamikdash, they actually had a mizbech of stone. Mizbech anachoshes was the mobile mizbech, which was used with the Mishkan, which is a keli. It's made out of metal. It holds something. You know, it's made to be a keli. And Shimon Mekabel Tuma says no, but it has a lochal character because the Torah refers to mizbech is mizbech adama. So this is going to be considered a when you put it down. Wherever you transport it, when you put it down, it was a fulfillment of the lacha mizbech adamah. Rashi says they used to fill up the inside with adama, but it's considered adama. So the Torah deals with it as an adama, so it's not makabel tum.
The mizbech nechushit was, I was under the impression, was like a box. So
it had no,
through the center was open top and bottom.
Right, but metal keli doesn't need to have a toich and hold something.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understand.
Yeah, correct.
And that's, you know,
now
filled it up. It ended up flat across the top, and also with something to fill it up.
Right. Now, Mizbech Azov, we'll see what's with the Mizbech Azov. Didn't refer to it as Mizbech Adamah, but there's a Hekish the Torah talks about Mizbechos. It talks about Mizbechos, so it means we deal with the two Mizbechos as one. So whatever halacha that the Mizbech HaNechoshes has, the Mizbech Azov also has. Dibur B'liyazer. Mechomer Mnei Shehen Mitzupin. They're made out of wood with a layer of metal on top of them. So the Mora will discuss exactly what is the thought process of the Chachamim. Are they saying since it's made out of wood with metal on top, the Iker is the wood and not the metal? The metal therefore becomes tofel, secondary to the wood, and it does not accept tumma. As we say, the fact that there's metal on them is the reason they shouldn't be mekabel tumma, and they're arguing that they should be mekabel tumma. So that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. Because here Rashi. Barman lehem, the kahanim ame ha'oretz berega. We tell the kahanim asher ame ha'oretz, hizor shalotigu b'shulchan. Do not touch the shulchan. Shayuchlu lehatvilo, they can't lacharegel. We can't be terrible. The shulchan, sheyef shalosalkum imakam, because you can't take it out of its place. The chsiv vei lechem panim lefanai, to meet. The lechem panim has to be there constantly. As a matter of fact, so they change the lechem panim every Shabbos. So the Mishnah, it's either Menachos or it's in Tomid, describes that they would bake the lechem panim. They would have it in the form that they would use, and two sets of kanim would walk in, the back set holding the lechem panim, and the front set would take off the old lechem, the previous week's lechem panim, and the back one would put the new one in, and basically you would have them next to each other. So as this one is being pulled out, this one is being pushed in. So there was no time lapse where you didn't have the, so these kind of are standing on one side, let's say the right side pulling out, the other ones are standing on the left side pushing in as it's happening. So it was there constantly. Tunim tefila, and they tumas a regal. So they have to travel them because of the fact that during regal, they become tamei. Or other reasons, any other, there could be other scenarios why it cost him also. But the shulchan, they said they didn't touch it, so there's no reason to have a. Tefillah, hopefully. Neshe Mitzupin, Gemara Mefarshim, more explains what is the Chachamim's point with the words Neshe Mitzupin, and therefore what? So the Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Hizaru Shloitigu B'Shulchan Ubi Menorah. The Braisa says that they told them, don't touch the Shulchan and do not touch the Menorah. Because by the menorah it also says that the menorah should be lalois, what was in the pasuk, halois ner tamid. It should be a constant ner. So the same problem you have by the shulchan, you have by the menorah. The tana didon, my time alo tani menorah. Why didn't say menorah in our Mishnah? Should answer Shulchan Ksiv Beit Tamid. Menorah Lo Ksiv Beit Tamid. So Rashi asked the question, why? That's not true. There's a pasuk. It doesn't mean constantly. It means daily. Just like the last Tamid doesn't mean that there's a Erla on the means you're being marked with Erla every single second without an interruption. It means you bring it every day. So the lashon of tamid by the menorah means daily, but so if you have to interrupt to put it in the mikvah and put a different menorah in its place, what's the problem? No problem. You can do that, and then put the other one back. So the tamid, it doesn't say tamid in regards to the that it has to be there constantly. Okay, so what's so then the other one, the Tan of the Braisa, who says that menorah was also problematic. Why is that? Kiven the Ksiv, since it says Vesa Menorah Nerchacha Shulchan. Kiven the Ksiv Beit Tamid Dami. It says that you put the Shulchan here, and you put the menorah directly across from the Shulchan. So as much as the shulchan has to be there constantly, the menorah, in other words, part of the placement of the shulchan is opposite of the menorah. Well, the shulchan has to be there the whole time. But if you take the menorah away, so the shulchan is not where it's supposed to be, because it's not opposite the menorah. So you need to have the menorah in its place constantly to fulfill the halacha of where the shulchan is. But it's not saying that it has to be there constantly. It's just saying, okay, where should you put it? It's not saying that it's only considered there if you put it on side A, you know, exactly across from it. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Menorah lo ksiv beit tamid. Klarmer tamidim amurim menorah. The phrase of tamid, which it says in conjunction with the menorah, lo tamid yemim v'layla kavur, doesn't mean constantly day and night. Al tamid, it means every night. No, I mean layla ki tamid amurim, but arlis tamid, just like by arlis tamid, it means every day. It says also tamid, it means every day. So menorah actually they lit by night, but it meant there shouldn't be any night that you don't do it. You should do it every night. Okay, but every night, but it doesn't have to be there every moment. But it wasn't burning by day. How do I know? It says the mi'arabat boiker ksiv. It's a light from the evening till the morning. So you have to put enough oil in that it should burn all the way through from the evening till the following morning. So it's a problem. Take it off, table it. It becomes a nighttime. It's Torah. It's great. You're everything you need. So what's the problem? It means yom v'layla. Who? That means day and night. It means constantly. The Mishabbat, the Shabbos, the Oracle of the whole week. It's there. Nechah Shulchan calls Mancha Shulchan Shom. Tei Menorah Nechah. As long as the Shulchan is there, the Menorah has to be opposite it. So, and the Shulchan has to be there all the time. So the Menorah has to be there all the time. Okay. A quick introduction to the next piece. The Mora is going to go back to the Shulchan and discuss. We met the idea that a keli made out of wood, because the Shulchan is made out of wood, which is made to be stationary, not to be mobile. So it's made to be stationary, not mobile. The keli, which kli eitz, which is made to be stationary, is not makabel tumah, because the Torah compares, like the Mora is going to say, a kli eitz to a keli made out of a sackcloth. And whereas a sack, obviously the goal is it's something which is made to be, so even when it's full, you want it's mobile. That's the goal of a bag, so you can take something somewhere with it. So a kli eitz is only mekabel tumah if it's also mobile. Now the pashut case of that is it's a very large kli eitz which is just made to hold something inside of it, but it's too heavy and too big to carry. If you carry it, it would break. It's so heavy. So that's the more it says. We learn out a keli which can hold 40 saw. A keli which can hold the equivalent of a mikvah size amount of water. That amount, that if it's a keli made out of wood which can hold 40 saw, is not makabel tumah. Now the shulchan is not, nowhere near that size.
It's not school wood.
It's by kli eitz, kli. Pasuk puts together a few things in the pasuk. A bag or a sack. No, it wasn't the pasuk. I don't want to pull out the pasuk, but it's not metal. Metal is not included in it. But it's basically anything other material. Not kicheres. In between is, you know, if you make it out of wood, you make it out of bone, you make it out of different things, whatever you're making out of. The shulchan doesn't have that weight issue. But there's a halacha, has to be, say, stationary. So halachically, it's stationary. So it should not be makabel tumah. So the Mishnah says that they don't touch the shulchan. Okay, and if they touch it, what's the problem? It's not makabel tumah anyway. So that's been the more discussion. We'll hold it here.